Maharaj?
Oh.
I have one question.
Yeah.
I was reading the other day that Lord Chaitanya was the first to give information on the Madhurya Lila. And my question is, understanding the tendency of man to misinterpret certain pastimes of Lord Krishna, why was this information given to the world at large?
I can't follow. Repeat it. We are told that Lord Chaitanya Dev, he came with this information that Krishna Lila is the highest.
Madhurya Lila.
Madhurya Lila.
So, he's asking why in such a fallen age.
Why?
Why did Lord Chaitanya give this highest realization in an age when most men will misunderstand, take it for the lower thing?
And the environment is most unfavorable. At that time he came with the highest prospect. That is your...
Yes.
The Kali Yuga is the worst portion of the time. And that time he came with the best thing. This is your question.
Yes.
That's right.
Why the best thing came in the worst time? That is your question. Huh?
Yes, Maharaj.
The best thing came in the worst time. The Kali Yuga, when the environment is worst, at that time, the best thing came here to be distributed. That is your point.
Yes, and also that this particular Leela has a tendency to be misinterpreted by such people as...
Misinterpreted, not in this time, or all time. In Satyayuga also, in Golden Age also, possibility of misinterpretation. And that is more hard. Can't you realize that? A bad thing can be easily condemned, but what is good, sattva-guna, that cannot be condemned so easily and convinced. So kṛtādīṣu paryārājan kalā vicchanti sambhavam. Those that understand the very spirit of things, such persons, if they does not want their birth in sattva-yuga, in Golden Age, but they prefer to have a birth in this Kali Yuga, Iron Age. Because in this Iron Age, the most helpless condition, the high things are extended by the Lord for their help. When there is a famine period, the authority makes arrangement for some ration. When our need is most, the authority comes down to give us best. That is the principle underlying. The most wretched period, at that time the boon comes from above to to save us. From the, this is the nature. If we reach the lowest point, then begins our movement upward. He selects his way in this. All other things, more or less contaminated by the environment. His question not solved.
Yes, question.
When affectionate father finds that his son, his beloved son, is in the highest need, then with his high standard of affection, he comes to take him up. This is not unnatural. This shows the sympathy in the center. At the worst period, the guardian comes with the best affection in our worst condition. Can follow?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, I can.
Because there is no vindictiveness. The affection is there. The center is affectionate. In dealing our punishment reluctantly, but affectionate. So, where in the worst need, he comes with his just when capital punishment, mercy comes. King's mercy, and the judgment is a capital punishment. At the moment of the highest need, the mercy comes. Something like that. His affection center is affection. Our relationship is that of affection, and not any coercive nature or vindictive nature. So, that's the next key, I think. Tatti nikam bahang susavan. And Mahaprabhu's coming as a principle every time is repeated in the cyclic order of the time. Kali Yuga is coming many times, and in particular Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu comes with that highest thing. Not in ordinary Kali Yuga, not in every cyclic order. 28 Kali Yuga, the iron age, the number 28, one day of Brahma, one kalpa. Then he comes with that highest gift. And then, what is your question?
My question, Guru Maharaj, is how to increase one's earnestness, to increase that sincerity.
Bhakta Sanjadaya Bhakta. The light can be increased by the help of light. That combustible thing or anything. Light can increase light. The bhakta asaṅgyataya bhakta. So, one, the light in one's heart can be intensified with the help of the light of another heart. The knowledge, the affection, everything was in necessary conditions meeting from one place to another to help. From one place, one store to another store, it may pass to help growth, transformation of energy. It is the most fundamental claim. Nothing can produce this. We have to take it. Nothing can produce that most fundamental substance. That can produce that. So wherever that thing is found, we have to take help from that store, from one store. And the store has got eternal backing, backed by the government, different stores. A store in a particular police station may be strengthened by the store in the district headquarters, and from that, from the center supply in this way, from store to store. Of the same thing. Bhakti is bhakta sangyataya. Bhakti can increase bhakti. Not any other thing. And where that bhakti to be found? It is with the sadhu, saint of that type. So with the help of the devotee, we can emulate our devotion. And how? It can be transferred from one store to another by serving or by his advice. By service only movement is possible from one to another.
Why?
For the same thing, huh?
His earnestness cannot be increased by prayer or personal endeavor also?
Yes. By prayer also. By prayer, there are infinite ways of gaining, acquiring that. But the most effective and living thing would be with the association of the sadhu, and the sadhu also of higher type, real type. The prayer and all other forms of devotion and services will imbibe, will acquire strength and reality in the association of the sadhu, get their life, the strength, not only formal prayer, empty prayer. Prayer, all other things may be empty, lifeless, formal. But living things, life, there is strength in us to be imbibed, to be indented from there, the strength, the inner strength of prayer, of doing anything and everything. Very life, vitality will have to be drawn from there. So it is sadhu sangha. Sadhu and sattva. Next scripture. That also comes from the sadhu, life source. Less strong, but living scripture, that is sadhu, saint, devotee, he's will be the best give, supply the vitality of every form of services. Thousand times of devotional practices may be there. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidhai Gaur Hari, Gaur. Any question? No question. Already 10, is it?
Yes, 10 o'clock arrives. Perhaps one last question.
Another question.
The same, but the bhajan, we have in the association of the devotees here, that is a good way of increasing devotion.
That is also, association also have been recommended of this type. Sajati asaya snigri sadhu sangho satu bari. He must be superior to me and must be in my line and must be a favorable temperament to me. Sajatiya asaya must be in the same line of aspiration, inner aspiration. Sajatiya asaya. Snigdha and should be affectionate towards me, not reserved. And also must be superior to me. Such association will be conducive to my growth or my awakenment. My awakenment. So I close here.
And I said, you had criticized our Guru Maharaj. And he said, no, I told him you had criticized our Guru Maharaj. He said, no criticism. He did not criticize. He was making some comment about his statement in regard to what Bhaktisiddhanta had said, and he was defending Bhaktisiddhanta's position. He was not criticizing anyone.
Not only Bhaktisiddhanta's decision, but the Gaudiya Vaishnava decision. Sanatan Goswami, Diva Goswami, Chakravarti Thakur. That is concerned, devotee, the conception, real conception of Nitya Lila, the eternal fasting of Krishna in Vrindavan. That is the original.
So I asked him if he had.
That is the special gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Vrindavan construction is the most fundamental construction. And when Krishna is, Yashoda is also. Independent of Yashoda, Krishna cannot exist, coexistent. That is the fundamental principle of the old Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, that is of Mahaprabhu. And inspired by Mahaprabhu, that has been cleared in writings by Sanatana, Rupa, and Raghunath, then Kaviraj, then Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sijiv, or Goswami. That it is the most fundamental, Krishna Lila, and that is a system. And Yashoda and the cowboys, Radha Rani, Madhurasa, all coexistent, a system. Not that Krishna alone was there and then they will gather. It is not. So that is a fundamental thing, principle of the Gaudiya Vaishnava school.
He wanted to see Akkayananda Maharaj also.
Yes, Akkayananda Maharaj already, he saw and he protested to a certain extent, and he himself realized the other things cannot be questioned. Now I think, I am also told, there are some more anomalies there. And Swami Maharaj himself inquired about them from one gentleman, one devotee, our god brother in Vrindavan. And I think that Akhananda Maharaj come for the prestige of Swami Maharaj, another small books to be published in his name. That I have what is ordinarily conceived of the general Vaishnava school, I have dealt with that. But the speciality of the Mahaprabhu Kala Goswami still to be published. For the general public, I have dealt so much. But there are some special features of the Gaudiya Vaishnava school, that is of Mahaprabhu. What he has told, that is common to Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, and other Vaishnava cult. But the special conception is Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, Nandanandan, that is not yet given up. As Vyasadeva also did Mahabharata, Vedanta, and Puran, Upanishad, then again Narada Goswami came and gave him impression that he is to give Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, harmonizing all his past gifts, spiritual gifts. So also in the name of Swami Maharaj, I think, as I heard something, one Vrindavan, our god brother, with him, Swami Maharaj had some correspondence with you, inspect what I am writing. And he showed some points of difference. And he accepted and told, I shall see it in the next edition. On the basis of that, I think those special decisions based on Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta Goswami Siddhanta, that should be published in another booklet, salient points, and the introduction that will be that thus they did Bhagavatam after distributing all the sastra. So in that way, Gaudiya Maharaja attends. This is not for the general, this is the speciality of the Gaudiya Vaishnava school of Mahaprabhu, and I am publishing that now to harmonize. I think that will be necessary. Consult the so many Goswami books, fine. And Swami Maharaj also told, I mean, in a general way, I am giving the explanation, the common ground of Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, and so other sampradaya. But what is the most secret and the special teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev, and the, according to that, of the Goswamis, that I am putting here, like in Bhagavatam. In this way, we have to publish a book in his name. And you are his direct, you are direct disciples. You might have heard many things from him. So, from you, it should be, in this generation, it must be published. Otherwise, the hold of this corn will be affected in future. This is my suggestion. And I think you, Akkaranda Maharaj, Jir Krishna Goswami, and others, Bharati Maharaj, you have to take up this. You have to find out by in yourself what is written by Sanatana Goswami in his Bhagavad Tippani and others. Others, you have to search, research the Shastra. And in that attitude, you have to publish a second book summary thing. And that was given to the ordinary. And the special instructions, he has a mind to publish in a second one. In that way. The Goswami Siddhanta is this, that Vasudev took Vasudev Krishna to Yasodhar house, and that room where Yasodha gave birth to one girl child. And it is generally stated that Vasudev put his boy newborn babe there and took away the girl. But in many places it is mentioned that Krishna was Nanda's son, Nanda Yasoda's son. He's Yasoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan. In many places it is mentioned. And there in different Puran also it is mentioned, Krishna no Yodisham Bhuto. The Krishna who comes from Vasudeva Devaki, he is another man. Just to Gopendra Nandana, and one who is the son of Gopa, Nanda and Yasoda, Vrindavanam Parityajya Sakachin Naiva Gacchati. He does not step forward to any place living Vrindavan. He is always in Vrindavan. Sometimes explicit, over the surface, sometimes underground. Swayam Bhagavan is he. When they saw Goswami, Saratana Prabhu, and who got direct instruction from Mahaprabhu about all Siddhanta Jibu Goswami, they have written that Yasoda gave birth to one girl, one son, and Vasudev put his son, and that was absorbed by Yasoda's son there.
Absorbed.
That was mixed together.
Absorbed.
From the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna that came from Yasoda, he absorbed this Vasudev into him.
That's right.
That is the finding of the Sanatana Mahaprabhu group. Otherwise, there cannot be harmonized. That in so many places, Krishna has been mentioned as the son of Nanda and the Yasoda. It is not only hearsay, but the fact is there. Swayam Bhagavan was there. Nanda Tanuja, he is born from the body of Nanda. In this way it is mentioned. Direct connection with Nanda and Yasoda. And he is Swayam Bhagavan, and not Vasudev is Swayam Bhagavan. Vasudev is Vaibhava Prakash of that Nanda Nandan, who came from Yasoda. All these things have been described, scrutinizing. So we can't ignore that. They are direct students of Mahaprabhu. Inspired by Mahaprabhu, they have given those Siddhantas. We can't ignore that. And that is not found in Swami Maharaj's writing. Rather, that Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, and he was adopted by Yashoda in this way, he has gone. But it is not possible to keep up in Gauriya school that sort of decision, his conclusion, Siddhanta. So, I think, not only that, there are similar things, many. So we have to collect them anyhow, very cleverly, and to put and publish in one small book. And with this introduction, that Swami Maharaj, he first gave what was generally accepted about Krishna Leela by so many acharyas, but the speciality in the thought of Mahaprabhu, he said, Anarpita Charin Chirat, what was not ever given before, that Mahaprabhu came to give. On the basis of this stanza, this is found in Kodishantara Upanishad and also by Vipa Goswami. Mahaprabhu has given something what was not given before. This thing, and to make the verification with all the detailed facts, this is necessary to explain the Gauriya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So Swami Maharaj had a mind to publish these subtle points in a separate book. And he expressed his desire to someone of his disciples. And we know it, we are publishing those things in a booklet now. It was his order to us. In this way, a small book should be published in his name. So he already gave direction to us to do this. These points. I think it would be better. We have to consult, and then you from Mahamandal you will publish that a small booklet, pamphlet, where those special decisions of Mahaprabhu will be given, and with that explanation. That as Vasudev gave Bhagavatam after he has given so many things common to the common man. The special thing, Nirmasravanam Satang, he gave in the end of his life. So also, Swami Maharaj, in his last day, he told that he would give those choicest things, speciality of the Gauriya Vaishnava school of Mahaprabhu, in a small family, something like that. You have to consider that. In this basis, you should publish a pamphlet to save his prestige. And the details, what are the points of difference, we have to collect. I have not read through all his books, but the Jyoti Maharaj has read something, and according to his request, a Purushottam on Gentleman in Vrindavan, our God brother, he also published many books. Request, he also detected some points and intimated to him. So those points should be taken up cleverly, and then they should be published in this way. That is my suggestion. Let Akhayananda Maharaj, he knows sons to a certain extent. He opposed that comment of Jyoti Maharaj, but he himself told that something I answered, but something I can't correctly reply, Akhananda Maharaj told to me. So let him come here and then. Otherwise, this will be Jyoti Maharaj is taking, and the Bhagavad Gita mot that the other day that Krishnadas came, and then Bhagavat Maharaj came, they will also take up this. There will be an awkward position. So as soon as the, one book is published in such a way, it would be better, I think. We must consult with Goswami Maharaj, Akhayananda Maharaj, the Bharati Maharaj may be intimated. Akhayananda Maharaj came to me, he told that he heard from Swami Maharaj direct that I am giving this translation of Bhagavatam and another has got the capacity to do this same work. Who is he? He is Sridhar Maharaj. He heard it direct from him. So he came to see me. He told that I heard direct from Guru Maharaj many things about you, and so I had the curiosity to see you, and I have come to see you. And I hear many things new. This way he told. So you did not give vent to all these things very extensively. Keep it.
Correct.
Keep it concealed. And that Akhananda Maharaj come, we shall discuss and we shall to make a plan and do accordingly.
Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta, he was, most of his writings were translations. Most of his writings were translations. In the Bhagavatam, he was translating. So I don't know whose commentary he was using, but...
He has not always followed commentary, Bharat.
Some his own he has put.
In a general way,
yes.
He has given. By installment, ordinary people should be given by installment.
Yes.
It is the decision of the higher scientific knowledge. Not whole thing should be delivered at one installment, gradual installment. Then it will be good for the people to understand.
He was presenting the general accepted
The general
beliefs.
Way he has given.
Yes.
And he has attained a great success. Akhananda Maharaj expected to this. Gaur-hari-gaur.
Many times in his books also, Swami Maharaj, he mentions that the serious student should study the original literature. He mentions this in his books. Maharaj, I have a question. On another subject. This material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So does that mean that all relationships we have in this world, there is some relationship in the spiritual world?
Original and wholesome representation, yeah.
So we have eternal relationship with everyone we meet in this world.
Huh?
We have an eternal relationship with everyone we meet in this world?
In this world.
If we meet someone in this world, it means we have an eternal relationship in the spiritual world with that individual.
That is, distributedly, if anything is in organization, therefore this nail has got some connection with the hair. In this way, an organic whole. The connection may be in some sort way or other. Because it is one, in this one, in the single system they are. So must have some connection. But it's very, very near and very, very far.
And Madhva's conception of the jiva,
that is different from that of Mahaprabhu.
How is it different?
Madhva's conception, Ramanuja's conception, they are certain differences. Madhva gave too much stress on the difference. Because Sankaracharya told that one, jiva and Brahma, Bhagavan one, so Madhva laid much stress, no, that is two, different. And Ramanu is something common, something different. But Mahaprabhu has given very short and clear expression. Achinta Bheda Bheda. Achinta Bheda Bheda. Bheda and Abheda, both common and different. But the demarcation is not in the hand of any human being. It is his spirit. So it is achinta, inconceivable. The inconceivable word was added by Mahaprabhu to his and of it. And that is the most important part. Because how much different and how much common, that depends on his spirit. So you can't get a demarcation line hard and fast. It is not, his sweet will. That was told by Mahaprabhu.
Madhavacharya also had mentioned this achinta.
Mentioned very different. Jiva and God is great difference. He will stress on the difference.
But there are some places, Jiva Goswami found one place in Madhavacharya's writings. Where he mentions
Achintya Bheda Bheda
Thaya.
Also. I was reading one. Perfect, not very clear. Ultimately, he had also to take resort to that.
But specifically, Madhavacharya talked about three classes of jivas. Nitya Bada, Nitya Siddha, and Jivan Mukta. Madhavacharya. He said there were three classes of jivas.
Yes.
The Nitya Siddha.
Nitya Siddha.
Nitya Baddha.
Nitya Baddha.
And Jivan Mukta.
Jivan Mukta.
Souls Mukhu. Will become liberated.
Mukta, Mukta, Baddha, Nitya Mukta, Nitya Baddha. And the Mumukshu. Who will get salvation. But Nitya Baddha, he says, these Mayavadis, they will never get any liberation. They are ever doomed. This is the opinion of Madhvacharya. But Mahaprabhu does not say that. But it is possible, though it is very hard not to crack, but it is possible that Krishna's, the independent will of Krishna and the very powerful sadhus, they can convert even Mayavadi, that Nityabaddha class. This possibility Mahaprabhu has accepted.
I see.
But very, very rarely. The difficult. But still there is possibility. And Madhvacharya says, no, these Mayavadis are ever doomed. So very enigmatic to the Mayavadi section.
So the jivas who are engaged in Krishna Leela in Goloka Vrindavan, they have no possibility to fall down.
No possibility.